Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for culturalmining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Lauren and Tom have been together for 5 years. Lauren is smart, sexy, and successful, while unemployed Tom is a mild-mannered homebody who really loves her. They're a perfect couple until two things happen. First, Lauren's parents divorce. Her mom says a good marriage isn't good enough. She deserves a great one. And then Lauren discovers her new boss is Dave, a man she had a passionate tryst with before she ever met Tom. Dave is older and aggressive, while Tom is faithful but a bit wimpy. Should she stick to brunch and Lego with Tom or go for 50 Shades of Dave? Which relationship is just good enough and which one will be great, great, great? Great, Great, Great is a new feature, a bittersweet comedy drama shot in Toronto and playing next Thursday at the Canadian Film Fest. It's co-written by Adam Garnett-Jones and Sarah Kolaski. Adam also directed the award-winning film Fire Song. I spoke to him on this show in 2015, and Sarah, who plays Lauren, is an accomplished producer, writer, and sketch comic from Toronto. And I'm pleased to have Adam Garnett-Jones by telephone from Winnipeg and Sarah Kolaski in studio to tell us what's so great about Great, Great, Great. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Hi, Adam.
Hi there, Daniel. Thanks for having me back.
Thanks. Great to have you on the phone. So, start with you, Sarah. Great. What does a relationship need to make it great?
Oh, it's so funny because what inspired the film were mine and Adam's failed relationships. We had both been in long-term relationships in our 20s that we had each ended. And now when people ask me that question and Adam and I talk about it, I think it really comes down to honesty and being able to be yourself with your partner, which sounds so easy, but I think when you're in your 20s and you're still figuring out who you are and you may have met someone, started dating them when you're in your early 20s, by the time you're almost 30, I mean, at least for me, I was a different person at that time. So it was hard to figure out how to be in a relationship with someone and kind of be able to show them all the different aspects of myself while still feeling like that it was going to be okay in that relationship.
And how about you, Adam?
Well, it's funny looking back on it because I'm in such a different place in my life now than I was when we first started to write the film. And when we first started writing, I was in the death throes of a failing relationship. And now I'm in what feels like, you know, the first real, whole, complete relationship of my adult life. And I really think that the difference is, as Sarah said, just communication and honesty. I mean, I was in a relationship before that was good, but I was hiding a lot of myself and I was protecting myself from something and I just wasn't able to fully give everything to it that I needed to. And I behaved terribly as a result, I think, as many of us do. And for whatever reason, in this relationship with my partner now, I don't have that fear. I don't have that desire to hide. And we're able to share with one another.
So the two of you wrote the script together. Now, mm-hmm. The obvious way of looking at it, I would guess you wrote the female roles, Sarah, and he wrote the male roles, or was it totally different for that?
I would say it's a collaboration. Yeah, we worked on the script together. Like we created all the story beats together, and then we took turns writing different scenes from the script, and we'd show them to each other and give each other notes. And so, yeah, I wouldn't say one of us was. Like, yeah, I wasn't writing all of Lauren's lines. Adam wasn't writing all of Tom's lines. It was a collaboration, yeah.
Interesting.
More like a relay than anything where, you know, one of us would do as much work as we could on it and then get stuck and then kind of pass the torch and say, ugh,
and how did you keep the dialogue consistent with two writers?
I think we are just really on the same page about what we wanted to say with the story. And I mean, Adam's a much more experienced writer than I am, so I took a lot of my cues from him, and I learned a lot about writing in the process. I was really grateful to collaborate with Adam on the writing of the film.
In a lot of Hollywood movies in the 40s and 50s, there are similar situations, but it was mainly the man is like 7-year itch or something like that. He's pulled away from a relationship and drawn to another woman who seduces him.
Yeah.
This one, it was a reversal, and the woman was put at the center of a love triangle. Can you talk about the use of gender in this movie?
It wasn't until we had finished the film that I think we realized that we had this that we had reversed the Madonna horror complex, or as a woman choosing between the nice wholesome man or the dark and sexy man. But I want to say with the film though, it's not meant to be a love triangle really, because Lauren doesn't want a relationship with David, her boss. She's really just interested in the physical aspects.
But it's sort of a bad boy, good boy.
Yeah, definitely. We wanted to show that Lauren and Tom had established one very strong dynamic in their relationship, and she was seeking something completely different with David.
Well, and I think too, by taking that conflict away, so when, I mean, the audience, when they're watching the film, I don't think that they ever really think that she might choose David and settle down and have a successful relationship with him. And I think that some people wanted us to write the script so that it was really all about her making that choice. But by making him somebody who wasn't really a long-term option for her, it made the story much more about Lauren and all of the things happening within her. And so, I mean, she's really acting out with these guys, but it's about a conflict, I think, that's that's much deeper inside her rather than being a film about these two men or choosing between those two men.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, there's a longstanding criticism in the film industry by actors that women are forced to strip down while men are allowed to just act fully clothed. And there's a scene in the movie where you go full frontal. So, obviously, this is an exploitation since it's your own movie. Yeah. You can't be exploiting yourself. No. But do you ever fear that you're feeding the machine, that you're by appearing? Why did you appear nude?
Yeah, it's a good question. I gave it a lot of thought. As an actor, I hadn't done that in a film before. I'd had love scenes, but not done nudity. And Adam and I talked about it a lot. And as the producer, the co-writer, and the star of the film, I knew that I would have complete control over that scene, how it was shot, who would be on set, and I knew that I was going to feel comfortable, and I felt confident in that choice. For the scene itself, it's meant to symbolize the fact that all that she can give to David is her body. Like, she's not giving him anything emotionally. It's just her body. And it's just a quick silent scene, and that's why we chose to include it.
Adam, I spoke with you last year or 2 years ago about Fire Song, which was a drama about a gay native relationship. And you told me your next film would be No One's Gay, No One's Native, and No One's Suicidal. Is this the film you were talking about then?
This is that film. It's true.
So it's been in development for a couple years now.
It has, yeah.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the look of the film itself. A lot of the outdoor scenes are shot in barren bridges, laneways, tunnels, dirt, and graffiti. It gives Toronto sort of a desolate look. So what were you trying for here, Sarah?
I'm sure Adam can speak to that.
Okay, Adam.
But do you want to go first?
Adam, why don't you go first?
Well, I mean, I think that part of it is just, it happens to be where the film, where Sarah and I were both living at the time. We were living in kind of the farther west of Toronto, but I think that shooting in those places that are a little bit more open and empty and desolate really allows us to focus in on Lauren. You know, it's not a story about somebody who's living like a super kind of fast-paced urban lifestyle. She's living in the city, but she's really disconnected from a lot of people in her life and kind of detached and floating on her own a lot. So in the film, that's what you see. That's the landscape that she's in.
Yeah, and I mean, I grew up in Parkdale, and
So that's your home, yeah.
Yeah, I still live in the West End.
Maybe a bit north of Parkdale, a bit in the middle, too. All around. I recognize the...
Yeah, and the Junction. We just love the...
pedestrian bridge.
That bridge is so beautiful. And our cinematographer, James Klopko, just did such an amazing job at making all those industrial locations look really beautiful. So we're very grateful to James Klopko.
So I don't think it would be fair to fail. They're not here, but to fail to mention your co-stars.
Yeah.
Thomas, played by Dan Byrne, who is one of the funniest deadpan comics anywhere.
Yeah.
And he killed in the classic online series, The Bitter End.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, that was like a decade ago, but I still remember it really clearly.
Yeah, it's the best.
And then Richard Clarkin, he's in Goon 2, which is coming out today as well.
Yeah.
And it's a hockey movie. And he was also in one of the coolest Canadian movies ever made, David Coburn's You Are Here. So what was it like working with these two guys? Can you explain the dynamic? I know there are two separate scenes, but Sarah, can you talk about them?
Of course, yeah. So Dan's someone that I've known for many years, and I always wanted to work with him because he's just incredibly talented, both comedically and dramatically as an actor. And when we had an early draft of the script, I gave it to Dan and he was interested, and we were just incredibly excited that he wanted to come on board with the film. And I, like I said, working with Adam as a co-writer, I learned so much from working with Dan because he has more experience than I do. And I just always felt really safe working with him because there are a lot of scenes where I'm in vulnerable positions. And and I always felt really safe and comfortable with Dan. And with Richard... Yeah, we didn't know him, but a producer friend of mine recommended him, and we gave him the script. He was interested. He came in, did an audition with me, and it just immediately, we felt we had really good chemistry. He really liked the character, totally got the script, and he was a dream. I'm very, very grateful that I got to work with both of them.
And Adam and Sarah, let's hear from you. Adam, what was it like working together? You've worked together before, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So can you explain how you two became a team, a production team, and what does that involve? Adam?
Well, Sarah and I met in film school at Ryerson. And, you know, when you're in film school, you get an opportunity to work with a lot of different people. I think the first time that Sarah and I worked together, she was maybe when I cast her in a short that I was making outside of school. Is that right, Sarah?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, like we knew each other at school, but that was the first time we'd worked together.
Yeah, and that was called Aaron and Eva, and it toured around to a number of different film festivals and found an audience, and so that was cool. And then, you know, she and I connected over the course of making that short film, and so the next time I was looking for a partner to work with, I asked Sarah if she would work with me, and it continued just a long string of projects where we were working together, most often with Sarah as producer and with me as director or writer and director, except for one film that we made called Can You Love Me that we co-directed. So it was really wonderful when it came time to make Great, Great, Great. When we first started talking about it, we talked about it as a broader collaboration. So something where, Sarah could get back to performing, which is her main interest, and still be able to back that up with her experience as a producer.
Yeah.
But for her to also have a much more collaborative relationship with me in the creative process, not only as an actor, but also as a writer, which is something that I had mostly done in our collaborations, but we thought it would be fun to do together.
Yeah.
And do you have anything in line for the future?
Hopefully this film will lead to more work. As you said at the beginning, I'm in a sketch comedy duo called Ex-Adults with my friend Craig Webster. And we've been writing, performing sketch for a little while, and I've started doing stand-up as well. I'm performing on March 21st at Comedy Bar at 9 p.m. if anyone wants to come out and see it.
Sounds good. So Adam and Sarah, thanks so much for talking with me.
Thank you so much.
Sarah,
thank you. It's great to be here.
Thanks, Adam. Sarah Kolasky and Adam Garnett-Jones will be at the premiere of their new film Great, Great, Great next Thursday at the Canadian Film Fest in Toronto. Go to canfilmfest.ca for details. This is Daniel Garber the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.